What are we looking at? Dear students, you are looking at an age-old scam called pump and dump. The scammers take a worthless stock and create some buzz around the stock, pump up the price, sell all their shares, dump the shares, and disappear. And you are separated from your money. If you are involved in investing in any length of time, you're going to fill out some forms or go to certain websites, enter your email address, and they're going to get your email address or maybe your cell phone number or your U.S. mail address, and you're going to get stuff like this. Let's read together. We have a runner! Could this be the next Exxon? No. All signs show that DPER is about to explode. Watch DPER.PK like a hawk starting Wednesday, August 16th. What does the PK stand for? That's the pink sheets, the wrong side of the tracks. There are over 10,000 shares, different companies on the pink sheets, and most all of them are scams. They're just somebody's garage somewhere in Iowa or Idaho or one of those places to start with the letter I. The company's name is Deep Earth Resources. They just changed a name, by the way. Before they were some bed spring manufacturer or something like this. And the stock symbol is DPER, and the Monday close was 0.006, 6/10 of a cent. But in 9 days, it's going to go up 10 times to 0.06. The current rating is, of course, a buy. And you read this blurb about something that they're going to do, which is totally made up. It's not real. And so what do these people do? Well, it's hard for an individual to do it because of unless they come up with different social security numbers, because the Securities Exchange Commission has software that watches out for individuals buying shares to themselves, buying and selling shares to themselves. So they got to get a few guys together, gals together, to make this little scam work. And what happens is they start buying and selling to each other to raise the price and increase the volume to make it look like something's going on. And then they send out emails like this or, you know, text messages or whatever to get some individual involved who then, when they're watching all the trades, they see somebody else buy, they go, ooh, we got a sucker. So they raise the price a little bit next day, raise the price a little bit more the next day. And, of course, that person gets really excited because, you know, they just turned $800 into $1,200 or whatever, or $8,000 and $12,000. So they tell their buddies who then buy in, and now the scammers are just, they're just licking their chops because they raise the price a little bit more until finally they get near the target price, and then all the scammers disappear. Pump and dump. And now you're all stuck holding the bag because nobody's selling. You were buying. Now you try to sell. There's no more buyers. The price goes back down to 0.0000. In the case of DPER, it went down to 0.00001 pennies and stayed there. And this was, you know, in the 2000s. It stayed there until 2020. When it again was resurrected by some scammers and went up to, I think, 6 cents or whatever, and back down to, now it's 0.00000. There's no, it doesn't show up at all, but it's still there. Most of these things disappear after a while. So do you understand? These companies are shams. They are not real. There's probably one or two on the pink sheets, on the bulletin boards that are trying to make it, trying to eke out a living, but they're the exception, not the rule. So none of our students are ever going to get suckered in by DPER, or there's a few other examples on the website, by scam artists in penny stocks, right? Right. Now, just in case you think, well, I can beat these people at their own game. I can play this game and beat them at it. Well, don't even try, folks. There's an old saying, if you don't know who the patsy is at the poker table, the patsy is you. And that's exactly the same with this. These people are seasoned scam artists. They know how to separate you from your money. So stay away from penny stocks. Look for companies that we see, the examples that we see with long histories of earnings and hopefully dividends. And don't be scammed. Okay?